Conflict of Interest by Nancy Taylor Rosenberg. This book is dedicated to Thomas Filani. Prologue. Thursday, February 8, 2001, 7:45 a.m. Eli Connors gazed up at the morning sky, watching as a flock of seagulls soared over his head. At 48, he was a quiet, introspective man. With the exception of those who paid for his services, he didn't have much use for people. The night watch was anchored a short distance offshore, midway between the California cities of Ventura and Santa Barbara. Clasping a steaming mug of hot coffee in one hand, Eli took a sip, then lowered his head to the telescope mounted on the bow of the 72-foot fishing vessel. The ship thrashed about in the choppy water, the waves pounding against the hull. A strong easterly wind had developed during the night, the primary reason the fog had lifted. The telescope was bobbing up and down, yet Eli had no trouble maintaining his balance. He stood 6'6" and weighed 300 pounds. Dressed in a white cotton T-shirt and drawstring flannel shorts, his feet encased in size 17 deck shoes, his ebony skin glistening in the morning sunlight, the cold air didn't bother him. Eli had always been oblivious to temperature. Weather, however, was something he couldn't afford to ignore. For the past 7 years, the sea had been his home. Seacliff Point, the enclave where his subject resided, presented extensive surveillance problems as the houses were nestled among mature trees. With the Celestron Nexstar 8, an automated positioning telescope with pinpoint computer control and high-speed photo capability, he could track and record the movements of just about anything. He could not, however, track something the telescope could not see.